The Russian army fought bravely, but poorly, with backward technology, outdated tactics, and scanty supplies. Clearly, the gendarme of Europe had become a paper tiger. With the fall of Sevastopol in 1855 and a threatened amphibious attack on St. Petersburg, Russia decided to throw in its cards. By this time, Nicholas I was dead, and his son Alexander II was left to make peace. The 1856 Treaty of Paris blocked all navies from the Black Sea, which ended Russia's hopes for an outlet on the Mediterranean. After less than a half century, the Pax Russica was over. Yet Russia's fond memories of playing the gendarme of Europe remain strong to this very day. Segment 19E, Conclusions. 1. Moving the Empire Forward. Catherine the Great accomplished Russia's centuries-old dream of conquering modern-day Ukraine, and she conquered Crimea into the bargain. In keeping with Russia's view of itself as the Third Rome, Catherine entertained great dreams of conquering the entire Ottoman Empire and bringing it back to its Byzantine Orthodox glory.